Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
I didn't point at myself this time because I have a key.
Yeah, I forgive you because your hands are busy because there's a cat sitting
there's
on
There's a cat on my lap.
Yeah, and there's rules when there's cats on laps.
It's the law.
It is. It's true. You may not know this, but if you break the law, when it comes to kitties, straight to jail.
Straight to jail.
How's it going, Brandon?
It's going. I'm kind of tired.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we've been busy. Yeah. We've been busy basically. So yeah, I don't know. It's going. I'm counting down the hours and minutes until I am on a plane to somewhere warm and exciting.
So I have a confession. Last night we were watching when I finally got home. We were watching a YouTube video about the private island on your cruise, which you talked about last week. And I've just been, like, excited for you to go lately. But I was a little jealous watching the island. I was like, oh, it's all warm and sunny and nice and snowing outside here.
Yeah, and the video we watched was the newest expansion to the private island, which is the adults only area, which I have tickets to, so I'm gonna go there.
Yeah,
and now you're jealous.
Now I'm jealous. Yes. But until then, I've just been like happy and excited for you. But last night I was like, what a good private island, the beach, and the it looks really good. What have you been so busy doing?
Work.
Do you have a nerd thing this week?
I worked.
And counting down the hours and minutes for your trip?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I went and saw your nerd thing, so I'll let you talk about that out of your Snow White cup. I guess, well, you're drinking black coffee because it's early in the morning. Well, not that early, but...
No, but I will explain. And I've got to go here soon, so... okay, so it is... This weekend was the play that I'm in, and we were doing Snow White, which I've talked about before... And I'm one of the fairy godmothers. And, so this morning you brought me my Snow White cup, which was...
Because it's all over.
It is.
But the crying.
It's not crying. Last night was our last show. We had our dress rehearsal on Thursday, and then show Friday and Saturday. And I'm going to go help do the cleanup here.
Shortly.
Bit. Yeah. A few hours or something. And, yeah, so it's all wrapped. I'm going to hang up my wings for a little bit.
Hooray.
Yay.
I went and saw it on Friday. It was pretty good. Yeah.
Thanks.
You were worried about a week ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I was.
But I told you all these things always together. And sure enough, they came together.
It's tough, though, because there were a lot of, like, it was a huge cast.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the cast were kids.
Yeah.
And they were totally fine, but it was when you have that many people, a lot of times from... Yeah, and then I was absent a lot, too, from rehearsals or not
getting to run rehearsals. It's tough to coordinate that many people, and it's tough to, like, even if they're all in the same place at the same time, it's tough to coordinate them then,
exactly,
right?
Like,
and
exactly.
People's attention spans can't be held for that long, especially when there's that many people and you're not involved all the time.
Yeah,
it's
and
tough. It's very
a
tough.
A lot of them are that young, and then it's...
Mm-hmm.
So it was... I was a little worried. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even worried so much about, like, kids not knowing their lines so much as, like... You know, being in place at the right time, or there's just that many people around,
or
just
like completely falls apart, and it's a fundraiser, so you're charging money for these tickets and
stuff.
Yeah,
more money than we would normally charge. It's
so you don't want to be like people feeling like they've been ripped off and like what is this? And
exactly. So
I get you.
Yeah, but it I think it went all right, and we sold out both nights, and we're frantically putting up chairs right before curtain on the first night, and yeah, but
putting out more chairs, you mean? Yeah,
yeah,
not putting up chairs to hide.
Oh
them.
No, putting up more chairs because we had apparently oversold. Not sure how, but it happened.
Counting chairs is kind of difficult.
Apparently, yeah. But it was I thought it was good and it was fun and yeah. Excited. They started talking last night about the next show. No.
No, I need a break. Me too. You haven't been home very much.
No.
And neither have I, because I've been working. But
yeah.
So we just haven't seen each other very much at all.
And now I see you for a little bit, and now you're leaving.
And I'm going to leave, and then you're going to leave, and stuff like that. I think it'll be okay.
Yeah, we're gonna see each other lots. Well, you'll still be working, but this week at least we'll only be coordinating your schedule this week. So.
Yeah, and we're gonna watch a lot of movies
because a lot of movies.
The Oscars is next week, so
starting today.
Whoops. Left it to the last minute again.
Yeah, every year.
So anyway, you're drinking black coffee out of your
Snow White cup. Yes,
but I am skipping the coffee. Well, I'll probably have some coffee later, mm-hmm. but I felt like a delicious morning mimosa in a can, and I'm gonna open it, and it's like orange strawberry.
Ooh, those are tasty.
They are tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Very sweet.
They're Vizzy's, right?
Yeah, Vizzy. Vizzy's the brand. We've had the regular Vizzy's mm-hmm. before, but these ones are specifically mimosa. They're a little bit more bubbly
mm-hmm.
and delicious in the morning.
Yes, very nice.
Like a mimosa, the classy alcohol drink in the morning.
That's true. Yeah, I don't even have anything in my coffee. I just have black coffee. You were up before me, and I need to wake up a little bit. So.
Yeah, you were sawing logs, and I was mm-hmm. kind of just waiting.
Because mm-hmm.
you're like, we have to record in the morning. Got to record in the morning.
Yes.
So now we're recording in the morning.
Yes, with coffee.
With coffee.
And, well, no, this is very true. This is a true statement.
Do you like my impression
of
you?
Yeah, no, it's pretty accurate.
Exactly how it sounds.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So my character in Snow White is like a crabby teacher, basically, who's just like...
Boy, how did you possibly get cast in that role? How did you study? Did you have to method act?
Yeah, I've been method acting for like 16 years.
Oh.
And it was funny because last night I had... There were some more students there and things like that. And with the parents, and the one boy was in my grade 10 class. He was there with his mom and family and stuff. And when they came up at the end, we do like a receiving line. And the mom came and talked to me right away, and the boy was kind of hanging back. She's like, I actually didn't recognize you. You have a wig on and everything at first. But, you know, he said he recognized you right away. I was like, yeah.
He's heard that voice. Yeah. Fair enough.
That is exactly a good impression of me, I thought. Sounds, we have to. all right, so, we do not have Marvel news, because we're in our lull, and we have the Deadpool trailer, and we don't have a Disney Plus show right now.
Yeah, it's kind of in-betweeny, mm-hmm. but a lot of speculation about Deadpool, of course, mm-hmm. and even more wild speculation about Fantastic Four, because we... know very little about mm-hmm. that other than a Valentine's Day card. But you know,
it was so cool.
It is very cool. Anyway, lots of speculation. Who knows? Whatever.
Yeah, it's a big question mark. And then, like you said, we're going to be talking about movies here pretty quickly.
Disney A News Update.
Food and Wine Festival started.
Yeah. I'm going to be starting to watch a whole lot of videos, I think, reviewing some of the food and wine items. They look really good, but I haven't seen anyone.
Fish tacos.
I don't want the fish tacos.
Fish tacos.
I don't want the fish tacos.
Lame. I want the fish tacos. Anyway,
I don't want the fish tacos.
We'll have to squeeze in a food and wine episode before you leave. Before I leave.
Yeah, next episode
something.
We're going to be doing planning my trip, so that's going to be a big part of it, I think.
Oh, is that how we're going to do it? Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know.
Most of it's going to be food and wine, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about some of my other products.
I don't even know what we're talking about today.
Today is also going to be related to my trip, sort of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's related to my trip, because you're going to be sad and alone.
Yes.
And you're going to be missing... going to Disneyland.
Exactly.
And so you're going to fill that void.
That's exactly right.
Churros.
Churros! I mean, like, oh, okay.
I don't know.
Okay, so basically there's not a ton of news, but there are a few things.
Construction. There's lots of construction.
Mostly construction.
They're rebuilding all of Disneyland, basically. It seems like
lots of new merch and stuff like that.
Spring has sprung. Yeah,
exactly. Spring stuff, and then of course food and wine stuff. They have a new temporary show. It doesn't say, but it doesn't say what how long it's going to be, but I think it's going to be doing the food and wine, and because part of it is decorating cupcakes, and there's the Super Kitties. It's going to be a stage show. It's like with Minnie, and they are, you get little kids to who are going to be chefs, and they're going to help Super Kitties, like cats.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And apparently the whole premise is food can bring us all together.
Especially if you're a cat.
Yeah. I guess.
I don't know. Okay.
And other than that, all the news is food and wine focused.
Yeah,
and
that's construction. That's the big the big draw in the springtime for Disneyland, well, California Adventure specifically, yes. But
And Easter in general. Yeah, Easter. The spring things. Yeah.
Easter isn't. They do a little bit, but it's not the major draw of like a Halloween or...
Oh, okay, so just quickly, at Disneyland, you do have the super fancy Easter eggs. We talked about this before. And they're supposed to be like really, really good, but it's kind of like the Easter eggs and the candy canes are the like over-the-top items, right? And
the weird random holiday treats.
So that's kind of the Disneyland thing, and of course they do the spring flowers, and they do throughout the entire Disneyland resort the eggs...
The egg hunt. You can do a little scavenger hunt for eggs.
And then you get, like, a little prize or something, but you pay to do it. I just like finding the eggs, like, I don't, yeah.
Yeah, we were there during the Easter
event
a couple years ago now.
Yeah.
And we were just like, oh, look, there's another egg, and there's another egg. Fine.
So that's kind of fun. So that's, if you are heading to Disneyland and not DCA, and you want to do something kind of springy, that is something that you could be doing.
But... still not as big a draw as a Halloween
heavens,
or whatever.
Heavens no. No, it is the one that's kind of, yeah.
And I would even argue that Star Wars month is going to be a bigger draw this year. The tickets for the Star Wars Nights have gone on sale, and they're selling gangbusters. And...
Oh, yeah. Oh, so cool. I wish we could go to Star Wars Night.
Yeah.
We're so close.
Yeah. Miss it. Just miss it.
So, so close. So that's basically the only news I have.
That's all the news there was then.
Yeah, we'll have news with after the Oscars, who has won stuff, who has not won stuff, that kind of thing, because there are some Disney things up.
Not as many as in years past.
That's true.
Kind of a down year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Disney Plus and chill.
Okay.
So, like you said, I'm going to be missing you.
Now you just have to practice your aim.
Exactly.
And then...
Ba-da-tsh. That was my drum sound.
Oh.
It was a good drum sound, right?
Very good, yes. So good.
And one thing is I like... When we're preparing for a trip or planning something, no matter what it is, we watch a lot of YouTube videos and things like that, just like getting excited, right? But also because you're going to be gone right before I go to Disney... I'm going to be watching more, I'm going to have more shows on and more movies and things like that, even if some might be in the background, might be watching, because I'm excited to go to Disney, and also, so there's noise in the house.
That's fair.
Yeah. So I was thinking, what are some good things on Disney Plus, not like our YouTube videos and things like that aside, Disney Plus specific, that's like when you're planning a trip to Disneyland or Disney World or one of the Disney parks that like help feeds that excitement. Maybe if you aren't like us and you haven't watched lots of stuff, what would be like a good base? Like you should probably watch this before going to like give you either some more information or some base information and then just be like excited to go.
Yeah. Prime the mood, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there much informational stuff on Disney
Plus? Well, I mean, you could do something like the Imagineering story.
Yeah. It'll give you some, like, background information, but it ain't gonna help you have a real good planned-out day.
No.
This is very separate from that, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah, no. Not to help plan out the day, more like, so sometimes when I'm on, I'm in, like, forums and stuff like that are Disney-focused, it'll be like, well, my kids haven't seen everything, what should they watch? Like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and some people, not everybody, but some people might like... seeing the construction of or the making of a particular attraction before they go on it and it can
totally
make you feel like you're enjoying it more. You know how the design process behind it, so maybe some Easter eggs and
absolutely.
People like that.
Some people like that, and some people don't.
Some people don't. Yeah.
Yeah. So there are some stuff like that, but for the purposes here, I actually found, and I kind of looked at other existing lists, and then kind of thought about it myself for what would be some movies specifically.
Yeah.
So like Imagineering Story and stuff like that aside, or The Rides That Made Us. Also really like that. Mm-hmm. That would be behind the attraction.
Behind the attraction. I know. It's literally the same production company as like the toys that made us and the movies that made us and like exactly the same
style.
And I think
that's what we just said it was, and so now it's stuck in my brain. No. But yeah, behind the attraction. Mm-hmm. I actually really like that stuff, but those aside is what I'm saying.
Okay. You wanna get in the mood, you wanna watch like the Star Wars movies, so you can go to Galaxy's Edge and be like in the Star Wars mood.
That's exactly the right idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So off the top of your head, do you have any movie that you're like, ooh, this would get me excited if I was going to Disneyland? Or this would be something if I hadn't seen in a while I might want to rewatch before going to Disneyland?
So this is like one of my least favorite Pixar movies,
mm-hmm.
but it's one of the best lands in Disneyland, so you should probably watch the Cars movie.
It is literally number one on my list.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Because the Cars land is amazingly detailed and very well themed, and there's a lot of stuff that, like, you're going to enjoy it regardless. It's just, like, kind of cools 50s, 60s, mm-hmm. Route 66 style old Americana kind of thing with Pixar anthropomorphic cars involved.
Right.
But if you watch the Cars movie, you'll kind of get, oh yeah, that's the hippie bus, and that's the tire guys. And
one of my favorite details in any of the Disneyland park, or Disneyland resort, sorry, is in Cars Land. And it's the light.
The light.
The light. And that is a straight up nod from the movie.
Exactly. So
So the light in the, we've said this before, in the movie says every third blink is longer than the others. And if you count, yes it is. They actually made that. So it's stuff like that, which you're going to enjoy. You're going to get that kind of like, haha, that's funny. That's a fun little chuckle. If you watch the Cars movie.
Yeah. So.
I might rewatch it actually.
Don't watch the second one.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of Cars. I agree. It's like one of my least favorite Pixar movies, but the land itself is amazing.
The first Car movie is okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
But the land is amazing, and the main attraction is amazing. And nothing against the other two attractions in that land either.
Hmm?
Both Luigi's and Mater's are actually
solid open air, like family friendly rides. They're like. You got the only thing in the similar category would be things like on the boardwalk, you got your Inside Out.
Yeah.
And your Golden Zephyrs.
Mm-hmm.
With your Zeppelins.
Mm-mm.
or like Dumbo or the Astro Orbiter in Disneyland. Like, it's like that. And I think the two in Cars Land are better than all of them.
I think so too, actually. So, yeah, it's a great land. And that was number one on my list.
Okay.
Yeah, so I totally, totally agree with you. We're not going to talk in great detail about some of these. Some of them are pretty obvious.
Okay? Yeah.
So, for example, so do you know what? You can watch the classics, right? Your classic ones. But Sleeping Beauty, it is a Sleeping Beauty castle. Most of the places around the world have Cinderella castles or other ones. Some do have the Sleeping Beauty castle, but it was a big deal for them to put Sleeping Beauty as the centerpiece in when Disneyland first opened, because when they were designing it, Sleeping Beauty hadn't come out yet.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
I guess there is no Sleeping Beauty dark ride.
There is the walkthrough.
The walkthrough, whatever. I don't know. I would say any of the classic movies where there's a dark ride is probably a good choice as well.
Yeah, it's going to get you excited. Yeah. You know, Peter Pan, Alice in Wonderland.
Pinocchio.
Pinocchio. Ichabod and Mr. Toad, you might want to watch because that would be the most obscure as well.
Or you could just go into that ride blind and be like, what the heck just happened to me? And
that also would be super fun.
That's fun too. That's just the weirdest dark ride, and I love it
for that. Yeah, absolutely. If you were going at Halloween, though, I would recommend watching that because the Headless Horseman is a big feature. There's even a statue of him, even if you're not going to Oogie Boogie Nights, over in DCA. So, but at Oogie Boogie Nights, that's pretty cool.
Hmm.
Yeah, so I totally agree, all of those. And if you're going at Halloween time, probably Nightmare Before Christmas, so you could see the Haunted Mansion overlay. But we're not going during that time. So Fantasia would be another one that I think would be, like, help get you in that Disney classic kind of mood.
Yeah.
I also said Pirates of the Caribbean.
That is the first successful attraction to movie translation. It wasn't the first, but it was the first successful by far. And then they've been trying ever since to recapture that. Pirates of the Caribbean, the first movie, is
it's just good.
It's just straight up good.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Yeah. But I like Pirates is one of my very favorite attractions, and so that would be a good one that I would watch. If I was just getting excited.
Are you going to watch that?
I think I might, actually, yeah.
I'll be on the high seas, so you
oh,
can...
you will? Ooh, then I'm definitely going to watch it, yeah. I'm going to wait and, like, time it so I'm watching it on your, like, one of your sea days. Yeah, be a good idea. That also made our list when we were talking about best Disney movies to watch on a plane.
As long as you've seen it before.
Oh, yes.
Because it deserves a big screen with big sound, at least the first time you've seen
totally
it.
Totally agree,
you know.
Yeah. No, rewatch on a plane might have been better.
Mm-hmm.
I have put on the list, it's only one attraction. Most of these I tried to go for, like, the feel, unless it was a big movie, like, say, Pirates or something. This is one attraction. We haven't ridden this attraction in a long time. Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Well, it's true. It was not open. It was not by choice. It was closed. Who Framed Roger Rabbit is... an amazing film that, like, probably couldn't get made today.
No.
Not because of content or anything, but mostly, like, the licensing and it would be a tough sell to be like, yeah, we're gonna have this film noir with Bugs Bunny and, like,
yeah.
Anyway, it's awesome.
It is so good.
And it's the reason that there's a Toontown in Disneyland
exactly.
at all, so...
It's kind of, like... It's a less straightforward than, like, watching Cars and going to Cars Land.
Mm-hmm.
But it is... The Toontown in Who Framed Roger Rabbit was the base for Toontown in Disneyland. And then you do have the attraction there, of course. But there's all those nods in that style and everything like that comes from that movie. And just the feeling of just the silliness of it and the over-the-topness of it is fantastic. And, of course, in the movie, there's lots of nods to... like you said, there's Disney characters interacting with Warner Brothers characters interacting with all of that. It's fantastic and highly recommend. Highly recommend all the time.
Yeah, just
watch
it. If you're
going to Disneyland.
Just watch
it. Right? That's a good one.
We should probably watch Who Framed Roger Rabbit at some point.
I totally agree.
Like, maybe you don't watch that before your trip. Because
all right, because we should just watch it.
I feel like I need to watch it, and we're not going to have time before I go.
Not with all these Oscar movies
no.
coming up. No, that's true. Deal. I will wait to watch that one, because I was definitely like, oh, I haven't seen that in a while. I should put it on my list. I will wait and watch that one with you later.
We can watch it before our next Disney trip that is going to be together, not you leaving me.
I agree. Let's do that. Okay, good plan. Good plan.
I have those sometimes.
Good plan?
Yeah.
Once in a while. You're due for a while. Okay, I also have, speaking of attractions and maybe some theming around the attractions, but Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Hmm. Yeah. It's funny that they had an Adventureland for so long without an Indiana Jones ride. Because
I know. It fits.
Basically, I mean, obviously Indiana Jones wasn't a thing when Adventureland started, but...
Correct.
They kind of just go hand in hand so well.
Like, they do. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Adventureland was inspired by the old adventure serials, and so was Indiana Jones.
Yeah,
so
no,
there you go.
It fits perfectly, and it's like it seems like they were made for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's yeah. So that's a great one. Maybe I'll watch that one. You wouldn't be upset if I watched that one without you, hey?
No, I can watch that anytime.
We haven't watched the newest one yet. Maybe we should watch the first one and then the new. No, that might be depressing.
Might be a little depressing, yeah.
Okay. Let's stay in Adventureland here.
I still can't believe they made a fourth Indiana Jones movie.
Yeah, that is crazy, eh? So long after the trilogy.
Yeah.
That's so
weird.
So another couple ones that are older, hanging out in the Adventureland still, Swiss Family Robinson.
That could be interesting because... They've rebuilt the treehouse now.
Exactly.
And
inspired by.
Inspired by, but it still is. Like,
yep.
They leaned into it pretty heavy from what I've seen. Like, I don't know. Which is weird because most people probably don't even know what the heck that is.
No, well, and that was shocking. So when the tree first went up, it was Swiss Family Robinson, and then they rethemed it to Tarzan, and now it's the Adventureland treehouse inspired by Swiss Family Robinson. And basically, it's more like they did the treehouse based on the original treehouse, not the movie. But still, people
are like, the same thing.
Yes, exactly. People are like, "Who's Swiss Family Robinson?" So I'm putting it on the list as like, what? That's something that like not a lot of people would have seen. Now I, of course, have a few times. I might rewatch that one actually.
Yeah, I'm sure I have seen it, but I couldn't even tell you like
one
thing
about
it. So I don't know.
It's like a right in the perfect vein of like when they were making those movies.
Yeah, it's classic. Classic live action Disney movie. Yeah, and they don't make them like that anymore. For sure.
Sure don't. Speaking of 50s, 60s classic Disney, this one is not, but also is, Disneyland represented. 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Ah, yes. Have you ever seen that?
I haven't.
I thought you had not. Yes. Yeah. You should watch it.
Maybe that's what I'll watch while you're gone. Or do you want to watch that one?
I saw it a bunch when I was a kid. That one I remember a lot more than Swiss Family Robinson. Okay. I was on board with like the sci-fi part of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I don't know how I missed this one. I watched tons of other ones, but yeah, did not get to see this one. So I want to.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see how it's actually aged. Because like some of the stuff from back then is like watching paint dry, or is just really weird.
Yeah.
Or just has like surprise jump scare slurs in it. Oh, so like you never know.
But they did the submarines originally based off 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. And now it, is, of course, has become Finding Nemo with some Dory characters thrown in as well.
I'm sure there's got to be a 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea Easter egg in there somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure I know there are, but I can't remember what
they are. Yeah, I can't remember
there.
Also, taking it back to where I'm going to be while you're watching these things, if I was going on a Disney cruise to Disney's private island instead of the bougie adults-only one, they have stuff buried around the island, or not buried, but like underwater for snorkeling and like making artificial reefs and stuff like that, but they have a Nautilus statue at the Disney private island, the one that exists now, not the new one that they're building.
So if you don't get to watch, if we don't get to watch it in time for Disneyland trip, we can watch it before a Disney cruise.
Yeah.
Sometime.
Sometime, I don't know. You gotta go on a cheap cruise first to see if you can handle it.
Yeah, I get motion sick, so. Yeah. It was recommended, so Jungle Cruise is, the boats and stuff are based largely on the African Queen from a 1951 movie. I've never seen that, but if you want to, like, really delve into, like, we're just doing straight up classic live action movies, that would be one that you could do for that.
Yeah.
I just like the Jungle Cruise by itself, so it's its own thing. I guess you could also watch the Jungle Cruise movie
if you
wanted to.
That was fine.
It was fine. It was enjoyable. Like, it was entertaining.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, like a C- to me, but
I would say it's a C, solid C to me.
I grade harder than you, so
that is true.
Movies, yeah.
That is true.
It was fine. The Rock was The Rock, and Emily Blunt is great.
She is great, that's true. Then like you said, you can watch any Star Wars and then go hang out in Galaxy's Edge. Yep, any Star Wars will do. Like, or all the Star Wars. I don't care. Watch Star Wars.
Yeah, like, the original Star Wars is going to have its influence over everything Star Wars, obviously. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to see a ton of actual original Star Wars in Galaxy's Edge. That's, like, kind of contained in Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
In bits and pieces with your star tours, and like maybe the odd character might pop out. We saw Darth Vader hanging out in Tomorrowland. So that's that. Whereas the Galaxy's Edge is still firmly in the sequel era for now.
Yeah, for now.
So you might want to watch those to figure out who that weird masked guy that isn't Darth Vader. Who that guy is, I don't know. Or The Mandalorian. Watch The Mandalorian. There you go.
Yeah, The Mandalorian's great. but yes, Star Wars. Well, I watch all the Star Wars, maybe. Because you just should anyway. Guardians, especially Volume 1.
Yeah.
Jumping back over to DCA.
The Guardians ride is the best ride in DCA. It's probably the best thrill ride in the both parks.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about that before, but yeah. And Guardians is just a fantastic movie.
It's just super fun. Like, you're just going to be... You're just going to enjoy that movie anyway, and then you get to go on the attraction afterwards. It's just, it's great. That is great. It's impossible to be in a bad mood going on Guardians or watching Guardians. Yeah, so good. Except when I am Groot.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are Groot.
You'll be okay.
I have one more here, but before that, this is an overall. So this is like, I'm going to have a special mention before I get to the other one.
Mm-hmm.
If there's an attraction that you're really looking forward to or that you miss, or like if you're taking your kids and one that they really are looking forward to, watching the movie that's associated with it. Like if they're going to do their first roller coaster, you're going to take them on the Incredicoaster, watch The Incredibles. Right?
I mean, yeah, that makes
right?
sense.
Like,
yeah.
So whatever the logic is of whatever it is you're going to do, watch the one that's associated with it is basically all I'm saying for that.
Yeah, and you can get them excited and talk about, like, yeah, this is your favorite Disney movie, and we can go on a ride about it
exactly,
or something.
Exactly,
like,
yeah. Watch Little Mermaid before you go on The Little Mermaid. It's, whichever. Haunted Mansion, even if it's the Eddie Murphy one.
I am not signing my name to that one.
But Haunted Mansion's currently closed, so we're jumping over that.
Yeah.
But just whatever it is, right? Okay. The other one that I wanted to mention, which is, I think, a really good one, and I will be watching this while you are gone. Saving Mr. Banks. Saving Mr. Banks, Tom Hanks plays Walt Disney. And he does a great Walt Disney, I think.
Yeah, he does. He does a good job.
And they go to Disneyland in the 50s as Walt Disney. And that's a cool moment when you have a character playing Walt Disney on... walking through the gate, like there's this famous pictures of him strolling through the gate, right? Or he gets on the carousel or something like that. And it's, the premise of it is the making of the movie Mary Poppins, which was not fantastic. Not Mary Poppins was fantastic. The making of it, there was a lot of stuff.
Yeah, the author of Mary Poppins was difficult and didn't like America, so.
Yes, and then... She was kind of conned and tricked into making Mary Poppins, getting the rights. And
They gloss over that in the movie, though, so, you know.
They talk about it.
A little bit.
They do talk about it. In fact, Walt famously did not invite her to the premiere of the movie. But, so she signed off, and it does talk about it in the movie, she signed off to do, like, she'll agree to it if X, Y, and Z, and then they just kind of ignored all the X, Y, and Z stuff and did what they wanted anyway. And so that wasn't great. But... The movie itself is very, like, nostalgic, 1950s Disney, 19, like, into the early 60s, and yeah.
This would this is a good one to get in the mood for Dapper Day.
Very true, which I'm going to be at.
You're going to be at Dapper Day. And if you don't know what that is, you should Google it.
I'm so excited. Now that my costume is done for this Snow White play, I can start putting together my Dapper outfit. I have all the pieces, I just need to put them together. Yeah. That's it. That was my list. And so I know I'm going to watch a few of these before we go. I am going to watch Sleeping Beauty, the castle, but also my Dapper. I'm going to be Sleeping Beauty. That's how I'm bounding. So I was like, oh, that should be a fun one to.
And it's Dapper Day is your last day at the park, so you will be kind of sleepy. So it works.
Not so beauty, though.
Yeah. More like the dwarf sleepy then.
Yeah, that's much more accurate. Randomly falling asleep if I sit on a bench too long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Much more accurate. Sit on the train, have a nap, whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, last time we got stuck on the train, and I think I did have a nap at Christmas time when we were there, at New Year's when we were there.
Oh boy, I kind of blocked that from my mind. We got stuck on the train?
Just for a little bit, like we were waiting for another train, so we were sitting for like 15 minutes or 20 minutes or something like that.
Really, that long?
Yeah, well, it was a while.
It was a while. Yeah.
It might not have been 20, it might have been like 10, 15. And I definitely had a power nap while we were sitting there.
That was an interesting trip. It was very busy and very wet.
And we still had so much fun. I still loved it. I was so happy.
It was fine.
I'm so happy. But we have episodes about all that that you could listen to. Am I missing anything that you can think of?
I mean, you talked about Cars. We talked about Cars. The other big Pixar one that has a lot of influence in a lot of things is probably Toy Story.
That's true.
You got the big Toy Story ride, but then you also have Astro Blasters in Disneyland, which is also Toy Story. And there's a big influence of Toy Story.
Absolutely.
Just being the first Pixar movie in general. Anyway,
of course, so, yeah. And even just the... Well, Pixar Pier as a whole has so many nods to different things. I mean, you have a churro cart after Senor Buzz, and you have, like, there's lots of stuff around, right?
Yeah.
No, I have a cat on my lap.
Aww.
That one, and then, I mean, you could go even into, like, okay, Inside Out and stuff like that. Like, you could lean into the Pixar.
No, I...
but Toy Story would be the winning one, I think.
Yeah.
Other than Cars.
Cars is because it has its whole own land.
Yep.
And then Toy Story just because it has influence over everything Pixar. And Pixar is, like, DCA is the Pixar park now,
yes,
more
basically,
or less.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I'm excited to go to Disney. And yay.
It'll be a while for me, but I'm going to sip booze on my cruise ship instead.
You are. And I'm going to still be jealous though. Okay, well that's our show for this week. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. That's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts and how you can email us. You can currently find us on Instagram, Facebook, and you can find old tweets on Twitter/X. But
yeah, I think they're
really
still
there. Yeah, they're there. You can find Disney A episodes on all podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, please do. It helps others find us because algorithms exist. And if you know someone who might like listening to us, be sure to recommend Disney A as well. Next episode, we've talked about this, that we were going to talk about this.
We talked about it.
Yes. Next episode, we're going to be talking about food and wine and a little bit about my trip coming up.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I think that'll be fun.
Yeah. The focus is going to be food and wine, but I will be mentioning a little bit about like our Dapper Day plans and maybe any of the
what restaurants you're going to hit up.
Dining reservations. Yeah. Exactly. Because we do have a couple dining reservations.
What you're most excited to eat at food and wine, things like that.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's going to be our focus. Man, that's a lot of food talk. Apparently it's going to be.
Are you hungry or something?
I don't know. More coffee maybe. So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now.
Thanks for listening to Disney A.
Like you said, I'm going to be missing you.
No, you just have to practice your aim.
Exactly.
And then...
Ba-dunch. That was my drum sound.